But this has been one of my favorite teams growing up. You know, watching Champ Bailey, being a big time fan of him. Clint Portis when he was there, and you know, it's truly a blessing. You know, I'm so excited, and you know, my whole motivation level has been higher, so I'm excited.
Raheem, what do you look forward to in learning from Brian Dawkins?
I can't wait. Yeah, I look forward to the time he's going to be there because I know he's getting older. So I wish I was meeting him, especially at his younger ages, and me and him could be play for several years. But you know, I'm excited to learn from a Hall of Famer, a guy like Trent Bailey as well. And these guys have been my favorite DBs ever. You know, I even have a picture of them on my phone, on my laptop. So I'm a huge fan. I just can't wait to, you know, get the guys' numbers, link up with them, and get to work.
Raheem, can you tell us if you expected this? Did you have contact with the Broncos, or did this come as a surprise to you?
You know, I kind of had contact with him at the combine, but I haven't talked to him since. But, you know, this morning I woke up and I knew that I was going to be a different Bronco. I just felt it. I knew what they needed. And I kind of got the vision of them bringing in a youngster like me and learning from guys like Champ and Brian Dawkins. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Hey, Raheem, congratulations. I saw you grab that helmet at the draft in New York. They just give you that to you? You just grabbed it?
They gave it to me. Shannon Sharp signed it, so I'm excited, man. It was a blessing. It's funny how I was talking to Shannon before, and I introduced myself. I said, man, it's an honor to meet you, and this is the third, and I ended up being there, walking the stage and greeting him again. So it was a great feeling.
You just talk a little bit about the kind of range you bring to your position and coverage.
Oh, man, it's a guy that, you know, I understand the game. You know, I put in work, and it's just like, you know, I've been blessed with those type of tools, man. It's really been a blessing. You know, some things sometimes you can't teach, but I've had the right coaching staff around me. I've had the right coaches around me to be able to, you know, prep me and also just teach me ropes, and I can't wait to get around, you know, Brian Dawkins and Champ and even learn more.
Raheem, who called you to when you got picked? Who called you from the organization?
Ooh, you know what? I don't remember because they I was crying. I couldn't even hear. I thought it was Denver. I thought it was the Denver Nuggets, but it was Coach Fox. But John Elway got on the phone, so it was exciting.
Raheem, what do you think of this class that the Broncos are putting together? They drafted a tackle right after you, and then they took Von Miller, obviously, at number two yesterday. Do you know anything about any of those guys or looking around at what kind of group you guys might have?
Of course. You know, defense won championships, so they're smart to do that. I'm blessed to be a part of it. Von Miller, another guy, he's from Miami, right? I watched some guys play before, and Von Miller is a big-time talent. He deserves every little bit of you know, second pick you can think of. You know, he's that type of guy. I can't wait to make plays on the field with him.
You're statistically, you had 10 interceptions your junior year, but then it dropped to one. Can you explain a little bit of why that drop off occurred?
A lot of teams stayed away from me. You know, it's like I got the respect when people didn't want to throw on me. You know, and it was games where people wouldn't come my way at all. So. You know, I learned a lot from that because there were times where I tried to sneak in some things I shouldn't have done, and I got beat off that. So, you know, but overall, I mean, you know, I did more tackling than any other plays than I ever did. So, you know, that's pretty much the main reason. It wasn't a lack of playmaking ability. It was just, you know, one of those years where people stayed away from you. They knew all about you throughout the whole offseason.
Raheem, what was your draft experience like in New York? I know you're still there today. Was it what you thought it would be? What were some of your favorite parts?
Oh, you know, I knew I wasn't going to be a first-round draft pick, which is fine because, you know, I never prayed to be one. I just wanted to get a helmet. You know, and I knew my range. I knew where I was going to be from coming out of college. So, but the overall experience has been fantastic. I mean, today, my picks are like, I'm number one overall. That's how happy I am, excited. So, I can't wait to get to work and get to Denver.